Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Motion sickness is an unpleasant feeling that may happen when you are in anything that moves. It is said that 90% of all people are prone to motion sickness in one form or another. People get motion sickness on airplanes, motorcycles, amusement park rides, and even on camels.Motion sickness occurs when the brain receives mixed or conflicting signals from the motion-sensing parts of the body. While the eyes are sending a visual message to the brain, the ears are trying to send a message about balance. Skin and bone joints, sensitive to air pressure, send still another message. In normal circumstances, all three of these areas of the body respond to motion in a coordinated and cooperative way.When the signals they send to the brain are in conflict, it results in feelings of nausea, sometimes leading to vomiting and in sweating. If you ever experience severe motion sickness, you never want to travel again. Since that is rarely possible, prevention is the next best solution. Fortunately, a number of simple strategies can help you avoid getting sick. The most useful strategy is eating.Because an empty stomach makes motion sickness worse. Eat a light meal before traveling, but avoid alcoholic and carbonated beverages, and heavy or hard-to-digest foods. Care in choosing the location of your seat is another important strategy. In a car, sit in the front seat. On a plane, sit near the wings. On a boat, sit at the front and keep your eyes fixed on the horizon or closed.Over-the-counter medications can be considered, although some of them can make you sleepy. Herbal supplements such as ginger and peppermint have proved effective in relieving symptoms of motion sickness, too.
Question number one.
In what circumstances do some people get motion sickness?
Question number two.
What areas of the body are sensitive to air pressure?
Question number three.
What side effect can be expected about some medications for motion sickness?